to Tribulation News with your host, Dr. Elizabeth Motke. Thank you for your patience as I deal with my pregnancy and have sporadic shows whenever. So I want to dive right into the news from the last couple days, from Tuesday and Wednesday, which obviously you'll be hearing this on Sunday, but it's still just as important. And I want to give you a heads up that by this weekend, be looking for things to be getting, taking a turn for the worse in the Middle East. That's about all I can say based off of my military source. So, giving y'all a heads up. Okay. Now, we're going to dig into Steve Quayle's site at stevequayle.com. And we're going to dig into his Q alerts first, because there are three Q alerts that are worth mentioning. The first one is, this thing was not, and I repeat, not human. Eyewitness accounts are increasing. They are here and walk amongst us. Okay, now I want to give you a heads up before I talk about this particular email that was sent to Steve Quayle. It is true that the demons are here. They look funny. If you do see them, they will look funny to you. They'd be like, when you see them, it's going to throw you off. And you may drop your coffee if you drink coffee or tea or whatever you drink. And so, but don't be alarmed, because we are living in the last days. We really, really are. And I've seen an increase of demonic activity in my house since it hit 2013, big time. And I've had to do a lot of casting out of demons in my own house. And I've seen an increase of government infiltrators on Blog Talk Radio. Yes, Blog Talk Radio is now compromised more so. So if you do have a, if you do host your own particular show on there, please be careful what words you do say from here on out. I have changed the tone of my show on there, and I do encourage you to listen to it if you get the chance as well. But until then, I'm going to dive right into this article here that I just read the title of. But I'm just giving you a heads up, because if I don't give you a heads up, the blood is on my hands. And I can't live that way. I have to warn. But when it does hit the fan, I know my role. And I hope you know your role too, especially if you believe in Jesus. So now is the time more than ever to have your spiritual house in order, big time. Because if you don't, you will either be with Jesus or you'll be with Satan. It is your choice. That means you will be with heaven, in heaven with the Lord, or you'll be in hell with Satan. So, it's your choice. I pray you'll be with me in heaven. Okay, so here is what this person wrote. He said, Steve, first of all, I thank you so much for everything. I am a regular reader of your website and listener to all of your programs. The purpose of this email is to notify you and to confirm the unleashing of evil that's taking place. I have never done this before, meaning I have never posted a comment to a blog, article, or participated in any manner with information. I simply observe. What I'm about to share with you is something that I witnessed with my own eyes. I was driving to work last week and approached a stoplight. I was on the inside lane, and there was a car in the other lane to the right of me. There was a male pedestrian crossing the street. I glanced over to him, and I couldn't believe my eyes. It was wearing a hooded jacket, and all I saw was its, for lack of a better word, face. I could only describe it as its entire face protruded outward. It looked reptilian-ish. Again, for lack of a better word. However, the best way I can describe it, I looked over at the car next to me, and the driver was an older male, guessing in his 80s. He almost dropped his coffee as his eyes were fixated on this thing. It was also walking strangely, kind of like a zombie. The light turned green, and we continued on. I am well informed and have been for years. I'm a believer in Christ, a Christian, not to be used lightly, and it simply confirmed to me what you and many others are reporting. We are truly living in the last days, my friend. And this person reported from Colorado, Denver, Colorado. So Denver is the hub of satanic activity, big time, because that's where the new capital is going to be at. And then there was a second witness to that as well, with what that person saw, but is in a different location in Colorado. So this is what this particular article says, or email from to Steve Quayle. So second witness confirms reptilian/alien sighting in Colorado. And this is what they said. I just read the reptilian face thing in Denver, Colorado. I just about fell out of my chair at work. Get this, it was about a month ago. I also saw the same thing, Steve, as I was driving home from Loveland, Colorado. But I live in Thornton, Colorado. My regular route home would be down I-25, then make my exit on 144th going southbound. I make a left on 144th and straight to Colorado Boulevard. It was in the middle of 136th and 128th when I saw the same thing, but this thing's face was not human. And it also walked really strange, too. I had to take a second look at this and remember slowing down and looking at it, but it never looked at me. Wow. I even told my wife, and she said I was crazy. But this brother confirmed it to me now. I wonder where he saw it at. I mean, what part of Denver? And then he says, blessings to you. So, they are here. I might want to remind you, too, they are not living in the underground tunnels anymore, because God put them in darkness a long time ago, during the time of Noah and so forth. So, they haven't been thrown into the pit of hell yet. We're at that time where they will be thrown into the pit of hell after they devour the earth. Yeah, devour the earth. If you read the book of Enoch, please read the book of Enoch. Please, because Enoch is obviously, if you read the book of Genesis, he's related to many people back then, and he also he got to be taken up to heaven. But he also, because he didn't die on this earth, he didn't get to die on this earth. The Lord spared him from that, and the Lord showed him things of what's to come whenever he spared him from all that. And he showed him Noah, what he was going to go through and what he did go through, and his eyewitness accounts were absolutely amazing of what he wrote. It's sad that the Roman Empire didn't include it in our current Bible, but it's very relevant because the book of Enoch was written for us today. So if you get the chance, please read the book of Enoch, because it talks about the Nephilim, the fallen angels that do shapeshift into humans, and the Raphaim, which are the giants, which are also called hybrids, after they do it with mankind, that is. And then you have the demons that come from the Raphaim, so, you know, the little black figures you may see floating around in your house. But if you didn't want to cast out any of that in your house or on your property, I would be glad to send you an actual prayer that does work. And anything that you say by the power and blood of Jesus will work. But do not do what the Catholics do and use holy oil and all of that. That will not work. Trust me, because you have to use Jesus' name to cast him out. There is power in his name. I have seen it time and again. I'm not trying to scare you, but I'm trying to warn you, because they are here, okay? I have seen it with my own eyes, and they have tried to attack me myself. Yes. They can't get close to me kind of attacking, but they have tried, and they haven't succeeded at all with me. And I won't let them, because I have the Holy Spirit in me. I have Jesus in my life, and you know, I just hope that you all do too. I really do, because the deception is here. Yeah, it's here, and it's about to go full-blown once the Middle East goes even more hot. Because, yes, it did go hot a week and a half ago, by the way, in case you didn't know that already. No, a nuke did not go off in the Middle East. It was one step below that, okay? Of all the propaganda you see out there, someone saying, oh, a nuke went off in the Middle East, that is a big fat lie. I had a military source tell me otherwise. So do not believe it when someone says a nuke went off right away, okay? Because when a nuke does go off, it will change the entire planet, the way things will be running. And we're at that point in history. So I'm just reminding you time and again, do not believe everything you hear. Do not believe everything you read. You kind of have to check multiple sources to find out if it's true or not. And that's what you should be doing. Remember, do not watch the television, because there's a lot of propaganda on there. And it's a lot of predictive programming. So keep it to a minimum if you do watch TV. But I would not be telling you this if I did not practice it myself. And I really do practice it myself. I have people that back me up on this if you don't believe me. But anyways, speaking of the portals opening, as we see in Revelation 9, I want to go to another one here on Steve Quayle's site called Brighton and Stargate Update, Occult Background and Relevant Data. Okay, now this is what the person has to say. Hi, Steve. Apropos to the Brighton anomaly, some background. You may not be aware that Brighton, known as London by the Sea, was and still is known for its prevalence of occult groups / activity. The bizarre hurricane Britain suffered in 1987 was attributed by those in the know to activities / portal openings / rituals akin to the Jack Parsons Babylon working performed in the 40s in the U.S., but this time carried out by an occult group here in the U.K. known as the Friends of Hecate, H-E-C-A-T-E. They operated in a town called Worthing in West Sussex, only 10 miles from Brighton, and more specifically with Clapham Wood in Worthing. I have heard due to risk of exposure, they have not been there for some time now. The time of the storm, mid-October 1987, could be seen as them exploiting the energies available leading up to Samhain. Reports of energy vortexes, dogs gone missing, relevant to Hecate worship, all being reported in those woods throughout the years. There was also the case of the missing preacher, again in October, Reverend Harry Neil Snelling, the retired vicar of Clapham Parish, disappeared on All Hallows' Eve in 1978. While returning home across the downs from a dental appointment in Govering, his body was officially found 3 years later by a Canadian tourist who only informed the police of his discovery after he had left the country. Hastings, where Crowley turned up his toes, is also very close to Brighton as the new forest, but that's a whole other article, trust me. A film you may be aware of, The Mist, taken from a Stephen King story, is pretty revealing. We can see the prevalence of portal opening, Lovecraft-esque films being introduced to the public, end scene of Cabin in the Woods, Pacific Rim, directed by admitted Lovecraft fanatic Guillermo del Toro, facilitating the sympathetic magic of the elites and pre-warning the masses. The next part below this is mass suicides in Wales, UK. This may or may not be relevant to the above. Hecate is also known as the goddess of ultimately deaths, i.e. suicide. Wales is currently experiencing both a tragic and bizarre tsunami of teenage suicides. Some years back, an associate of mine received a vision of hanging children, similar to a scene from the recent film Sinister. Some have blamed it on NLP, hidden and bloodthirsty theater plays being performed in some of the villages where this is occurring. And then it goes on to say, but if you understand the personality of these entities, it's ultimately all about worship. Finally, I am a filmmaker here in the UK. This is my InfoWars Paul Revere comp entry, if anyone's interested. So he's on YouTube as well. You can find the actual link through Steve Quayle's site if you want to check that out. So yes, there is actually a lot going on with portals opening up in the world. And it's supposed to happen. It's sad that it is happening, but it has to happen so that God can reign forever and ever and ever like he's supposed to. And he has been reigning. But you have to purge the evil for God to reign, for Jesus to reign, for him to do what he's supposed to do. And I mean, he's still doing it no matter what because he's God. He could do anything he wants. But evil has to be purged, and we're at that time in history. From the time man was created to now, that is 6,000 years. Remember how the Bible says a day is like 1,000 years and 1,000 years is like a day? Yep. That's exactly what I'm saying. So think about it that way. Because there were 6 days of creation, on the seventh day God rested. So it's important that you get what I'm saying here because of the fact that they are opening and they're not avoidable at this point. But you can overcome them. If you're a Christian, you can overcome them by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. There is hope. But don't be discouraged, because it will scare you when you do see them. Or if you do see them already, don't be afraid. If you have Jesus in your life, there is nothing to be afraid of. So that should be a comfort and reassurance to you as well in these soon-to-be perilous times. So I am going to go to an actual article. There is an article on Steve Quill's site, probably in the last 2, maybe 3 days. I'm still looking for it. It's about how an actual portal was opened and people noticed snakes and all that coming out of it. And, yeah. So if you want to read the actual article, it's on Steve Quill's site at stevequill.com. I forget the title of it, but it is there. I know I read it. Now, speaking of economic collapse, I believe we're at the beginnings of it in our own country. Because as of Tuesday night into Wednesday, the Central Arizona Bank of Scottsdale, Arizona, did not open. Did you hear me? The Central Arizona Bank of Scottsdale, Arizona, did not open. One would term that as a bank holiday. Some think that it is related to the Fast and Furious thing. It might be. There's no really way of saying for sure it might be. But if you ask me, you know how Cyprus was a beta test? I consider this a beta test in our own country, if you think about it. And this bank was failing. But you know what's interesting, too? I remember hearing from another radio friend saying that if you try and get cash out, like, say, a $5,000 check, most banks that are not able to do that don't have your business with them. That makes perfect sense. And really, you shouldn't have your business with the bank if you can avoid it as much as possible, because it's best not to invest in gold and silver. So, and don't even think about giving it to the government when they try and confiscate it, because you worked hard for it. Because basically, it's fiat currency, which is the money, you know, you're stuck into the system thing. But what money is actually gold and silver. So that's how V has described it and said time and again on the Hagman and Hagman Report, which I encourage you to listen to. So this is actually really huge. And this went under the radar and was just reported on the 15th. So that's one bank. What bank is next? You know what I mean? And I bet you those customers were really, really upset because they had a bank holiday, which means all their money was stolen from them. Did you hear me? All their money was stolen from them. All their hard work, if they were not preparing like you and I are. So, speaking of the money thing, that goes with Revelation 6 and 13. So, this tells me we're there, people. Military source that we said we are at midnight. That means we are there, okay? Now, here's another interesting article. It says, financial privacy under fire. DHS freezes Bitcoin money transfers. Since when does DHS get control of the money? Interesting, huh? So, I think that shows the fact that they're wanting to control us, in terms so they can have world domination, control the world. They think they're going to control the world when it does hit the fan, these elite people. But they're not going to get to control the world because they only get 1 hour to rule. And that's it, as we see in God's word. So This also goes with Revelation 6 and 13. And I'm going to read this to you as well. This is what it says. Financial privacy free of government intrusion and interference is dead. In what seems to be the government's latest attack on private transactions between individuals, the Department of Homeland Security has shut down funds transfers operated by mobile processing platform Dwolla, which is responsible for managing transfers for the Bitcoin digital currency exchange. Details are still sparse, but a spokesperson for U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, confirms that an investigation is in progress and Dwolla is no longer able to accept currency transfers for its customers. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security confirmed it has initiated legal action that has prompted the Dwolla payment service to stop processing Bitcoin transactions. Nicole Navas, a spokesperson for U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, confirmed the legal action to CNET this afternoon. Dwolla, a Des Moines, Iowa-based startup, which raised $16.5 million in funding 2 weeks ago, notified users about the move earlier Tuesday. It blamed the decision on recent court orders limiting its ability to send money through Mt. Gox, the largest Bitcoin exchange. In order to not compromise this ongoing investigation being conducted by ICE Homeland Security Investigations Baltimore, we cannot comment beyond this information in the warrant, which was filed in the District of Maryland earlier today, Navas told CNET. Dwolla has refused to elaborate, saying through its support account on Twitter, only that we received a court order and inquirers should follow up within the affected parties. Homeland Security declined to elaborate on the warrants or court proceedings. The court order has yet to be made available for public scrutiny, but sources close to the Bitcoin ecosystem have suggested that this may be the first of many coming government investigations to the cryptic digital currency, which makes it possible for money transfers to be made without intrusion, verification, or a paper trail. There are certainly more questions than answers at this stage. We are prompted to wonder whether this is the first of a series of governmental assaults on the exchanges. That's what they target if they want to put the kibosh or Bitcoin. Or is this case where DHS is investigating individual or organizations who may have used Bitcoins via Dwolla for some potentially nefarious or terroristic reasons? Members of the Pando Daily team have spoken to sources close to the Bitcoin ecosystem and have been hearing that it's likely the former. So get your money out of the bank. If you can, get it out, please. Otherwise, they're going to take it all from you, and you're not going to have any way of being able to get food, clothing, shelter, whatever the case is. Please get it out and invest in gold and silver while you can, because right now, silver is at a really all-time low, and it's about to get lower. But I could be wrong, because I'm starting to see the beginnings of hyperinflation with the current gas prices. They've been jumping up 10 to 15 cents where I am located. We are roughly 20 cents away over here to $4 a gallon. And I can assure you, if it continues to go the way it's going in the Middle East, which it will, be prepared to see gas prices double soon. Yeah, double soon. And that means if you're on the East or West Coast, that would be at least $8 a gallon. And if you're in the Midwest, it'll be at least $7 to $8 a gallon. So please, please get your money out of the bank. Invest in gold and silver, and you won't regret it. But at the same time, make sure you get your food, clothing, water, whatever else you need to try and have a decent chance of survival too. But at the same time, listen to the Lord before you do anything. Always listen to the Lord before you do anything. Walk in the Spirit of the Lord, as we see in Galatians 5. Okay, here's another article. Israel hints at new strikes, warning Syria not to hit back. They don't want Syria to hit back. Okay, now I'm going to give you a little bit of a background on what's going on with Syria in the last week and a half. I already told you up front, it was not a nuke. No nuke went off. Do not believe the propaganda that is out there saying, oh, a nuke went off. Remember, a nuke did not go off. It was one step below that, and it was still an act of war, a Okay. Iran is currently calling for all the Arab countries to unite against Israel. That's huge. Russia has teamed up more so with Syria, and they have missiles pointing directly at Israel. Yes, they have missiles pointing directly at Israel. And they've had almost enough of what Israel is pulling. So, but like I've said before, if I haven't said already, look for an alliance that will be announced. If that alliance does not have public support, 4 million will die. So keep that in mind too, because we're at that point. Ezekiel 38:39 is about to be fulfilled. Russia is about to fall. And Isaiah 17 is in the process of being hammered down, and it will be a heap of ruins very soon. So just keep that in mind. Now, this also pertains to Revelation 9 with World War III, because remember, it is hot, but it's not nuke hot yet, okay? So just keep that in mind because of the times we're living. Now, here's what this article has to say. It says, in a clear warning to Syria to stop the transfer of advanced weapons to Islamic militants in the region, a senior Israeli official signaled on Wednesday that Israel was considering additional military strikes to prevent that from happening, and that the Syrian president, Bashar al-Assad, would face crippling consequences if he retaliated. He asked me, which what I just read, that's an act of war. They don't want them to retaliate, but they're going to. Syria is a completely Muslim country. It's been Muslim, but it's also been very divided, too. So, it's interesting. And how they want to overthrow Assad, but to make it more Muslim? No, it's not just that. They're wanting to put a central bank there, and they have to overthrow Assad to put a central bank there as a means of having the one world currency as part of the one world government and one world religion, as we see in Revelation 13. So, once this goes hot, I can assure you that that central bank will be there. It will happen in the midst of all-out world war. And it will not be pretty because, as I said before, you see that alliance, 4 million will die. I don't know where exactly, but 4 million will die. And but then you're going to see it explode to 2.5 billion rapidly, as we see with Revelation 1, with how it says everything happens shortly in the book of Revelation. Look at where we're at. We're living out the book of Revelation. We're living out parts of the book of Daniel. We're living out Psalm 83. We're living in prophetic times. And now is the time, if you do not know Jesus, to please repent, confess of your sins, and name Jesus as the Lord of your life before it is too late. I plead with you, but this isn't much of a pleading. It's more of, please do the right thing. Otherwise, you will not be with the Lord. You'll be where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth and where the worm never dies. I don't think you want that. I don't want you to have that. But I say this time and again because we are at that point in history. And May could very well be the huge month, and it already has been a huge month already. So think of what's coming next. It's not going to be pretty. And it's going to happen rapidly because things have happened very rapidly. And the news can be very traumatic. Yes, it can be very traumatic. So just keep that in mind. That's all I'm saying. It goes on to say, Israel is determined to continue to prevent the transfer of advanced weapons to Hezbollah. The Israeli official said, the transfer of such weapons to Hezbollah will destabilize and endanger the entire region. I just want to say this. It's already destabilized because Israel has already struck Syria, and they covertly, I believe, struck Iran not too long ago as well. So, just something to keep in mind. If Syrian President Assad reacts by attacking Israel or tries to strike Israel through his terrorist proxies, the official said, he will risk forfeiting his regime for Israel will retaliate. And they will, because they got to protect their country. They have every right to. It goes on to say the Israeli official, who had been briefed by high-level officials on Israel's assessment of the situation in Syria, declined to be identified, citing the need to protect internal Israeli government deliberations. He contacted the New York Times on Wednesday. So this article, it concludes with saying, American and Israeli political analysts agree that Israel has little motive to intervene in Syria's civil war, but that it is deeply concerned about the transfer of advanced weapons as well as the danger that Mr. Assad's stockpiles of chemical weapons could be used against it. Well, we already know that chemical weapons have been used. And even the fact that people's lives are in danger over there. But that's about to become global. This is just the tip of the iceberg. So, okay. And there's another article similar to it saying, Israel will bring down Assad if he retaliates for future airstrikes. Well, they may. And they will once Russia comes to invade. Once Gog and Magog come to invade. But at the same time, when that happens, America's going to be going down too, because we are the place of unwalled villages. Just saying. But it may not be us. It could be another part of the world too. I'm just speculating here with that. But it's not to be ruled out, because in the times we're living, you have to think out of the box. So I just want to encourage you to don't be afraid. Trust in the Lord. Run to Him. When you run to Him, you will be able to escape all that is coming, if you think about it. But this is, if you look at the exilic books, such as Amos and Obadiah, you can see that those are the times when Jews were in exile, because they sinned against the Lord and the Lord put them in exile. Look at what's about to happen again. Israel will be put in exile again, because praying that your flight may not be in winter, as Jesus has said in Matthew 24, Mark 13, and Luke 21. So just think about it that way, because of the fact that it's not going to be pretty. It is not going to be pretty for the whole world to see very, very, very soon. And do not be deceived. The more you study God's word and the more you pray and seek the Lord and cast out demons and all that, God will use you in a powerful way. And I might add that we are, as Christians, we are the opening act. Yes, we are the opening act. You know what that means? Before it all really does go hot, they come after us first. They're already doing that in America. They've been doing that globally. And it's about to become more rampant. So, I don't know how that's going to all happen. It may take one black swan event, one trigger, and they come after us. I don't know. But wherever the case is, they have it all planned out to a T, but then their plans are going to be thwarted because God is in control. And we see that He's going to be passing judgment like another on the wicked. And I pray that you're not with the wicked, but I pray that you're with those who desire to love rather than hate. I hope that is the case. Okay, so now, here's another one. Speaking of, since I said Russia earlier, this one says, Russian Pacific Fleet warships enter Mediterranean for the first time in decades. Well, if I remember correctly, too, they have been in the Mediterranean for quite a while now, at least for a good 2 years at least. So this really isn't that surprising, but that shows how Russia is now flexing their muscles and how they want to be having world domination, like China does too, and Iran. But people know that Iran is going to be the means of having the Antichrist take full power. And he is in power now, but covertly. So, and I've already given you plenty of hints on that, if I am right. But I just want to encourage you to just keep the faith. Keep the faith. And remember, faith is a victory. And you can listen to my shows on that on BTR if you'd like to at some point. But the times we're living is going to be really perilous really soon. If you've seen the movie Oblivion, that gives you a pretty good idea. Pretty good idea. But that's like post-apocalyptic, that movie. But if you see all those other sci-fi movies out, because, I mean, every other movie in the theater nowadays is all sci-fi. Every movie in the theater is sci-fi, literally. Very rarely do they have not a sci-fi movie in there. That shows the times we're living. And the fact that we are living in the future. As they've always remembered the show Back to the Future. Yeah, we are in the future. We are living in the future. We're at the end of the age. Not end of the world. End of the age. Yes, 3-ish years left. Yeah. And then Jesus comes back. Praise God. I am so excited. But I'll be with him before that. I'm all the more excited. And I'll get to see my baby soon, too. All in his timing. So, I'm just warning you that the times we are living is very much perilous. And if you don't take anything I say seriously, I'm sorry, I can't help you there. But if you do take what I'm saying seriously, research it. Research it. Look it up yourself. Don't believe mainstream media. I'm not mainstream media. I'm alternative media. The radio industry on the internet is growing. Don't believe me? Look it up. But I would not dare tell you this if I didn't know it for myself. And I would not dare lie to you. I always try to tell the truth. And I don't like being put in positions to lie. So that says a lot about my character right there. I prefer to tell the truth rather than lie, because I'd rather to live out the truth rather than lie. Because if I lie, I've got to go to the Father, my Father in heaven, and say I'm sorry. And if you lie, you got to do the same thing yourself. You got to repent. Even if you're a Christian, you have to repent daily. So I'm just saying, Russia has teamed up more so with Syria, and they are going to retaliate soon against Israel. So just keep your eyes on the Middle East. The next one is, hold on just a second, had a pop-up ad. Okay, the next one is, judge goes off deep end to shut up Christians. Yeah. Now, didn't I mention to you last time that the worldwide persecution is growing? Particularly in America, it's growing. Because they have since then made war against those who are in the military. Yeah, making it a high treason to be a Christian. To speak out your faith. But they say you can't proselytize, but you can evangelize. Since who gives us believers what we can and cannot say? That is not their right at all. That is not their place at all. Because after all, we must obey God rather than men, as Peter said in Acts 5:29. If I were in the military, I would be saying it like it is, no matter what the cost. Because they cannot stop me. So, if you're in the military, speak up. Do not be afraid, but speak up. But what's interesting with all these draconian laws, it's a part of the Roman Empire that we're living under. We've been living under for a very long time. But it's more so coming to fruition because of the times we're living. And because of that, they're taking away more and more rights. More and more false flags have happened since then. You know, we had the Boston bombing not too long ago. But there's also another false flag event in New Orleans, Louisiana, with the Mother's Day parade this Sunday. Yeah. And then the next day there was a shooting somewhere. And that was a fall asleep or so at that point, too, waking up. So just be looking out for anything and everything, and to not be surprised. Remember, there's nothing new under the sun, as we see in the book of Ecclesiastes, but remember, God is in control. Okay, so with this particular article with the judge, this is what it says. A federal judge has issued a startling ruling that suppressing Christian speech is allowed when Muslims threaten violence because they're upset over the message. Oh, so he gives Muslims the right to speak up, to do whatever they want to do, but us Christians can't say a thing. Wow. What a corrupt judge. Goes on to say the ruling from Judge Patrick J. Duggan. If you get the chance, write the guy. And it goes on to say, in the U.S. District Court for Eastern District of Michigan granted Wayne County's motion for summary judgment of a lawsuit brought by a team of Christians who were badgered, bullied, and targeted with garbage thrown by Muslims who disliked their message at last year's Arab Feast in Dearborn, Michigan. Oh, yeah, I remember this. You can find that on YouTube. Yes, you can find that on YouTube. I'm glad they took it to court, but the judge that they got, they should, not good. He goes on to say, officials with the American Freedom Law Center, who have been arguing the case on behalf of the Christians, also said the judge denied AFLC's motion requesting that the court issue an order preventing the Wayne Court Sheriff and his deputies from restricting the Christian evangelists from displaying their banners and signs on the public sidewalks outside of this year's Arrow Festival. It is scheduled for June. Mark on another YouTube video. I encourage them to go out there and speak again about this and to be prepared for having anything thrown at them, because, yeah, they need to know Jesus at all costs. They should be, this is what I would have done, okay? So being in their shoes, this is what I would have done. Instead of taking it to an earthly judge, I would have just left the matter alone and taken it to God himself. Because judges here, I mean, I've had to deal with a corrupt judge, and that was when I went through a second rape from a neighbor guy. And that judge didn't do me any good. She even lied in my face. She literally did. And she was corrupt with court, and she wasn't put back into the court system to be a judge, and I'm glad about that. But what they should have done is rejoiced over their persecution and been glad about it, instead of taking it to an earthly judge and still keep making it public. Yeah, that's fine if they want to, because that would bring people to Christ. But I would not have taken it to an earthly judge, because this judge is very corrupt and obviously favored and for those who believe in Satan himself, who are Muslim. Yeah, they worship a rock in Mecca, and it's black, for crying out loud. So, yeah. Doesn't surprise me, because remember, we got Sharia law going on in our own country. Yeah. Covertly, that is. So, that doesn't surprise me, but that's what I would have done, instead of taking it to an earthly judge, because I think that was a waste of time and money. But at the same time, I can see where they're coming from, because they want to get justice. Well, they can get, in the times we're living, you can get justice by taking it to the Lord, because in the end, the Lord will prevail. I left this out earlier. Orders for gold go unfilled in Asia. So, this is important because it deals with, like I said, Revelation 6 and 13. Since this is what the article says. Considering the rush of gold orders in mid to late April, it is understandable that there would be some temporary delays in delivery. However, we're now into mid-May, and sources indicate those same orders are still unfulfilled. So it begs the question, where is the gold? The Shanghai Gold Exchange has an enormous appetite for physical gold, so much that it is absorbing all the world's production month after month, even before the April fire sale. A month's production averages about 230 tons. Goldmine Pulse, which tracks the numbers from the Shanghai Gold Exchange, reports that during the week of April 22nd, only one tome has been delivered to the exchange. Since May 1st, it has been received only 0.3 tomes. So basically what they're saying is that there's a manipulation of gold going on. Now Asia is not getting it. Well, I bet you I know who's getting it. Rome, Italy, the Vatican. So, because remember the Illuminati, those people over there that are in London, they're the guardians of all the world's assets. So, if you think about it, it's going to London, which in turn is going to go to the Vatican. Yeah. So, just thinking out of the box here, but that makes sense to me. And because of the fact that Asia has not been getting their gold like they're supposed to, tells me that gold not only has it been manipulated, but it's going to jump up in price at any time. Yep. So yes, those are the times we're living. Okay, so now, there have been a lot of earthquakes going on. And remember, earthquakes are God's judgment. And the world is under judgment probably more than they realize right now. but there have been a swarm of earthquakes over the last 72 hours. And in this particular map, you see the fact that, for one, a volcano in Alaska is now blowing steam. You have a volcano in Mexico that's blowing steam. You have a volcano in California that is waking up. So all along the west coast of our country, to the west coast of South America, to Central America, that's where you see a lot of earthquake swarms. But then if you look at Asia, you see it in India, Iran, Japan, not Japan, but North Korea, and the Pacific Rim in particular. So the plates are moving. I want you to keep in mind that the plates are moving. The Earth could be getting smaller, but I've also heard it's getting larger too. But whatever the case is, time is getting short. Shorter than you can imagine. And the way I've calculated it, whenever you see a full moon, I believe it's called, full moon whenever it's bright, that is, you see it for more than one day, that's how many days shorter the Earth time is with the Earth. So if you see it 5 days in a row like that, we're 5 days shorter on time. So we're roughly 5 to 7 days shorter, technically, with time. And if time was not made shorter, all flesh would be gone. Yeah, so that says a lot right there. And normally, whenever you see a full moon, it's only like a couple days, not 5 days, not 7 days. Everything is backwards. We got winter weather in the spring, and we have summer weather in the spring. You have an increase of earthquake activity. That's a part of what's going on. It's supposed to happen. You can see that in Matthew 24, Mark 13, Luke 21. But it's important that you see that this earthquake activity is part of God's judgment. Things are coming alive like you've never seen before. So even Yellowstone is coming alive. Yeah. So keep your eyes peeled on everything as best you possibly can. That way you're not surprised when it does hit the fan. Because when it does hit the fan, picture all these volcanoes going off, if they all go off at the same time. Picture the demonic activity. Picture the robots. Picture the drones. Picture everything under the sun in front of you. That's exactly what it's going to be like. So, since I just mentioned Alaska, here is this particular article. It says, Alaska's Pavlov volcano rumbles, unleashes 20,000 feet cloud of ash. Yeah, right now it's ash. But we know with ash comes lava. So, I never knew there was a volcano in Alaska, just like I never knew there was more than one volcano in California. Never knew it. I knew there was a San Andreas Fault, but I didn't know about Alaska. So be prepared as best you possibly can, but don't expect to be fully prepared because, after all, we're human. So this is what this article says. It says, eruptions from Pavlov volcano continued on Wednesday after roaming to life earlier in the week. The 8,261-foot peak on the Alaska Peninsula awoke Monday morning, kicking off a low-level eruption of lava, according to the Alaska Volcano Observatory, sitting about 30 miles northeast of the community of King Cove. Pavlov is a frequently active volcano that last erupted in 2007. The volcano's rumblings have strengthened this week. At about noon Tuesday, satellite images showed a lava flow had coursed a third of a mile down the northern side of the volcano. By late Tuesday, an ash plume extended 15,000 feet above sea level, moving downwind to the northeast for up to 100 miles before dispersing. The National Weather Service issued a significant meteorological event warning called SIGMET, to alert pilots of hazardous conditions in the area. So they're basically just talking about the history of the volcano and all that was with it. But this is huge, though, because of how much is spewed out already and how much lava's gone on. It said it was a low-level eruption. Imagine a high-level eruption. This is just the beginning. Keep that in mind. And then, this will surprise you, or it may not surprise you. Two healthcare workers in Saudi Arabia become infected with coronavirus. China reports another death of age 7 and 9. Okay, coronavirus has no cure. H7N9 is the bird flu. But did you also know that China has also combined H7N9, the bird flu, with H1N1, swine flu? Put those together, plus with all the viruses going around, you name it, that will bring about the fourth horseman more so. There have been a plague, lots of plagues going on in Israel lately, locusts like none other, and this is all a part of the fourth horseman, the apocalypse. Remember, we are in the apocalypse, people, but it's not hit the fan fully yet. We're just at the beginnings of it, and it will happen soon because peace is being taken from the earth, as you see with the second horseman. So, of Revelation 6. And like I've said before, I really do believe that the fifth seal is open and broken. So that means, that's why we have an increase in persecution going on in the United States. But it's not worldwide yet, because they're going to be coming after us Christians first and foremost. And then God's wrath will come more so on the earth, because judgment begins in the house of God first. So if you can try and prepare your body as best you possibly can, I would recommend, if you get the chance, to listen to Dr. Bill Deagle and Stan Deo on Revelation News. They give some advice on how to prepare your body for this so that you don't get sick. I encourage you to listen to that as well. And that was from last week. But take your vitamin C. Get your vitamin C, D, all your vitamins that you could possibly get. Moringa oleifera has all of that and then some. So I encourage you to actually take part in that, because it will help you have a somewhat decent chance of survival. But I mean, then you should be taking care of yourself no matter what, without me even saying anything, period. But my thing is what I'm trying to say is, be prepared for the inevitable as best you can. Trust God, run to Him. He will help you through it. He will. There's power in His name. And that's why the world trembles at His name, those who do not know Him. And they will one day know Him, and they will tremble in fear. They will cry. They will be in mourning because of their sins. Because their sins have reached up to heaven. And then some, for all we know. So just, don't be afraid. Be bold. Be bold. Keep the faith. Do not be afraid.
Okay, now, this just happened yesterday. A 4.0 earthquake gives Los Angeles area a real good jolt. Yeah, Los Angeles. I've been to Los Angeles. So that was the San Andreas Fault going off there. I've seen the San Andreas Fault. And it's huge. I actually wanted to go be next to it, but the people that were driving me at that time so I could go back to Kansas wouldn't let me actually go see it. Like, oh man, but that's okay. But basically what I'm saying is these earthquakes are coming alive like none other. And the New Madrid is going to be sparking off here soon too at some point. This is my theory, okay? My theory is that if the Yellowstone National Park supervolcano should go, it will spark the San Andreas Fault. It will also spark the New Madrid Fault, and it will become worldwide earthquake. So, yes, but you also have the Canary Islands, which will also submerge the eastern coast. Not all of it, but at least 3/4 of it. So, think of it that way, too. Any kind of natural disaster will cause martial law to happen in our country. So, or even a false flag. Or a combination of everything. So, just saying, think out of the box. But with this particular earthquake, it could be felt from Huntington Beach all the way to Playa del Rey. The epicenter of the quake was located 6 miles south of Point Themet in the Pacific Ocean. Really, it's in the Pacific Ocean, so that's a part of the Pacific Rim. So that's important. I wonder if that was the first volcano that maybe sparked it, maybe. I don't know, because we do have volcanoes in the Pacific Rim. So just think out of the box. Remember, you know, don't be afraid. It's Matthew 24, Mark 13, Luke 21 with that one in particular. Speaking of human cloning, an experiment was done to bring this one step closer. Remember, anyone that is cloned cannot go to heaven. Cannot go to heaven. Because they don't have a soul. Don't have a soul at all. So that's important to keep in mind. So do not take part in cloning. It's all about the DNA. All about the DNA. Yeah. And it's all about taking your soul to the pit of hell. That's what Satan wants. Do not give in. For remember, Acts 5:29 and Philippians 1:21. So, with this particular article, it talks about how it's one step closer. I'm not going to really read it on the air much because I don't want to give credit to the beast. I don't want to give credit to Satan himself. He doesn't deserve it. But just keep that in mind, the fact that we are living in the future. We are living at the end of the age. Not the end of the world. No such thing as end of the world. There never is an end of the world. It's the end of the age. We're at that time. And that's why Satan is getting all this demonic activity to happen to work according to his plan. He will think he gets to rule for a long time. But he won't. He only gets 3.5 years. So that is very, very important. This just in. Shock report. 10,700 men raped in U.S. military. That breaks my heart. That breaks my heart. No one deserves that. So, these people are traumatized, and I bet the military is doing nothing to help them. After all, they don't even help their vets very well either. It's really sad. So, I ask for you to pray. Pray against this evil. Rebuke it. I would say rebuke this evil. And pray for God's will to be done. And it will be done. It will be. It's already being done. He's fulfilling his word. And it's really neat to see God do what he's doing. Because he is awesome. So, until then, keep your chin up. Keep seeking the Lord, and remember, he is in control. He loves you very, very, very much. And I love you too, even though I've never met you. But one day I will, if you keep the faith and you stay focused on Jesus. Yes, you gotta stay focused on him, because he's so beautiful. He's so beautiful. And he's so loving. And he can give you peace if you ask for it. He loves you very, very much. Don't forget to check out my website, tribulationnews.com, and also to listen to me on Blog Talk Radio, and of course on BBS Radio, radio station number 2. Thank you for listening, and have a wonderful, blessed week.